Where were they? From this lot here?
Some there and some over this side.
This was cleared here, next to you here.
Yeah.
In the back? You had them in back?
Yeah, in back.
Mm-hmm.
But she was sick, laid up for a while. And you know, them turkeys used to fly up on the roof and go to the window and talk to
her. You had turkey appeal. And you slaughtered them and ate them?
Oh, yeah. How many did you have?
The last bunch we had was 100 and...
We had
more than that.
150
so you had a turkey
or, well,
house?
Or something. I don't know what it was we got, but I know there was over 150, between 150 and 200.
I say you must have a house. Where was our house?
No,
the turkeys.
Just had
they were all out.
Sure, we had right out back here, we had the roost. And I had it all fenced in, but it didn't mean anything when they'd come over and see them. Sure, we had salesmen coming from all over just to see the turkeys and so forth.
It was a regular farm.
Because it wasn't thickly populated around here.
No.
Where Campbell is, it was Mr. Fowler owned it at the time, and they were just summer residents, so a weekend, once in a while through the year, through the winter, they would be down for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't anyone there.
It wasn't winter.
No.
Like it is now.
And then after that house over there, all up there for quite a ways, there wasn't anybody. Well, there was a house there, but nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And this side, way up to
Billings. Or before?
No,
before.
There's a little
Meadus,
the little place.
Hall, where the halls used to live.
So this was all just open land on this side.
Because we owned
open land. It was woodland.
Yeah, but I mean there were no
these lots next to us weren't
no
land.
No.
Well, how many lots did you own next to you?
We had up to where Mellows lived.
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, that was a lot. You've just sold them off and reduced your...
Just made it a little smaller, that's all.
Yes. Yeah, well, you
should have paid taxes on it.
Right.
Taxes weren't too high anyway, but...
Right.
Sure, right off over here, where the fence comes up just the other side, we had pigs there, guinea hens,
geese,
ducks.
Up to what year
pheasant
would that be? Up to
pheasants, yeah.
After the war, after the...
Well, during the Second World War and
through the 40s,
She used to go out there and call the pigs and they'd come over there and she'd scratch their backs for them.
Did you take care of all that yourself?
Yes, for a little while.
A lot of animals, yes.
Sure.
We needed to really care for all this food.
Yes.
And grain commenced to go high. And
it still is going
high.
The
buildings were getting down, so we decided that it wasn't worth it.
Yes.
I used to kill all the turkeys and chickens and geese and
ducks. Well, Dick used to help you. Didn't do it all.
And there was, and you didn't have freezers.
She,
how would you keep them?
We didn't.
You
sold
them?
We sold them, sure.
Yes.
Thanksgiving time, we could have sold twice as many as we had.
Must have been pretty, though, when it was like that.
It was nice. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because my people always had cows.
What?
My people always had cows. They had four at one time.
When you lived where?
When they lived here.
Did they keep the cows? Out here?
They
had a little barn place.
The barn is at the end of the shop.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was like a farm.
They made their own.
Well, that's why I'm surprised you don't like vegetables, really, or lettuce.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you.
You know, because you...
We had vegetables three times a day when I was a kid, and I...
Yes.
I got sick and tired of it.
Yes, I did too. And it always, you got so much of one thing at one time, like beans, squash, and peas.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to go pick them and then eat them for dinner, too. And it seemed like it would never end.
I mean, you wouldn't have it. And then
while they were
your own was canned.
Yes.
It didn't freeze anything in those
days. Oh, heavens no. Nobody thought of that.
Where the parking lot is, all along the drive there, we had a rhubarb plant. And we had so much rhubarb, and all the neighbors had so much rhubarb from it, that we couldn't get rid of it, so we just covered it up.
He had asparagus out there.
Yeah, sure, I had
fresh asparagus.
She don't care.
I love it. Love rhubarb, too.
Yeah. A little of it goes a long way.
Oh.
I like it when it first comes, and then I don't want it. My taste changes greatly.
Yes. Oh, that's all right.
I used to love steak. I like it broiled outside. And roast beef. I don't know. Even now, I don't care much for those.
Yes. We rarely have steak. Rarely.
Just the two of us, we have it more often.
Well, they're the two of us now, too, really. I mean, everybody's, well, Drew's home, but he's away out more than he's home. You know, he's been gone for a month now, house-sitting over on Mason's Island. So, you know, he's gone more than he's around. So it's the two of us.
Now, what's his number in the family?
He's number two.
Number two.
Yeah. He owned the land and sold it to whom?
He owned the land, and the D'Amico's influenced him to sell them part of it. So he sold them that piece.
And they built that house.
They built the house.
But they didn't build, when they built it, they didn't build it with all those apartments in it, did they? Right from the start? Did
no,
they do that later?
They built the big house first.
The main part.
Yeah. And then after a while, they built the barn.
The garage part. But somebody said there's seven apartments in there.
They've got quite a few. And I guess they're always rented.
Yes.
And they get good rent.
But how could they do that? How would they, anybody allow that?
It was done before the zoning board.
Yes.
Sure.
Sure.
The
same as the three houses above us here. The small ones, Randier's and Mayo's and Mellow's.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. What was his name? The builder. Noel. He did a lot of remodeling work for Maribel Hargan.
Mm-hmm.
In the big barn.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for some of the financial end of it, she owned those three lots.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't three lots, it was two lots there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they made three of it.
And he made three of it. And he gave her, allowed her, I think it was $4,500 for the lots.
For all, the whole piece?
The whole piece.
Oh!
Well, of course, this is a long...
Yes, of course, that probably was a lot then.
And he held them for a while. And then he decided he'd build, so he put three cellars in there. I don't know whether he did Mellow's or not. But he put where Randuris is, and he put where Mayo's is. He put the three cellars in, and then he didn't do anything for a while. Then he built one house. And then the zoning board came in. And they couldn't do one thing with it because he already had
already
it.
Already started,
yeah.
Yes.
But he knew that they were going to have a zoning board.
That's right, but he got his planning in there first.
That's how he got those houses there initial close.
Yes, right. Zoning is good, it really is, because people do terrible things.
And they've been fortunate that they've all been good neighbors.
Yes.
Yeah. But they are small lots.
Yes.
They have many backyard space at all.
Bad.
Good looking boots.
Oh, second time I've worn them. Yes, I like them.
Yeah.
They're really supposed to be up higher. You know, you can pull them more, you can undo this and put them way up.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Well, that's what you have them way up when you're milking the cows.
Right, when you're walking through the drifts to the barn.
Yeah.
Well, the ladies are gone forever, I hope.
That's where Melissa is, up in Randolph Center, just above her, who's 40 below.
Oh.
Her roommate,
don't feel it, it's such a terrible cold.
Her roommate has a, her parents have a farm not too far away from school. And when they were home for their Christmas vacation, it was so cold that all they could do was go to the barns, do milking, and go back to the house. Stay in the house all day because it was so cold. They couldn't stay out at all.
Terrible. I know when we were in Minneapolis, I guess I told her it was that way. Alan had his nose frostbitten. He didn't even know it. He didn't even know it. They went inside. We had to walk a ways to the trolley line to get down to the campus. We were in graduate school. And it just got killed and it hurt so.
And it's very bad out in Illinois right now.
You just didn't realize it was such a dry, fierce cold. You didn't realize how cold it was. Terrible. And human way to live.
Is it troubling at all now?
No. Well, sometimes it says it feels a little funny, but I don't know. She doesn't complain about it.
No.
But, you just have to have fur to wear, fur coats. Men wore those fur-lined storm coats and fur hats and awful. Such hard work living like that, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I should think the milk would freeze.
Yes, in the cow.
I don't know how they manage it. I should think it would freeze.
Yes.
Because it doesn't take long for that to chill.
Right. Okay.
Where's that cold weather?
Did you have a good holiday, Christmas,
very quiet? Yes, we enjoyed it because it was very quiet.
Yes. You put all of your things away. Your candles all gone. Everything's gone.
Well, we didn't enough junk around.
Well, I want to try and do an article on the Quambog sometime. That's why I came with my tape recorder, to pick your brains about all you know about Quambog Cove, Quambog Road, all the houses, because you know more than the books. I don't know why you haven't written a book or written an article before.
Well,
now.
I can't write. I couldn't assemble a book. I wish that someone would do that.
Yes.
But I'm sorry because Mr. Oliver Dennison used to ask me all the time about getting some kind of a book because he knew an awful lot about Wilcox Curve and all
the old. Was he the father of this Oliver Dennison?
Yes.
Yes.
Not the one that's in the
C4?
No, his grandfather.
This one's the third.
Yes.
That's the third, yes. Did they always live over in that area?
No, they used to live up on where the medical building is there.
Up on the hill.
Where the big
square house.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that's a gorgeous spot up there. That's what they were frying. He did papers up there.
It's cold though, in winter.
Yes, well, windy spot.
Sure.
That was the grandfather who lived there.
He was the grandfather. Whether he built the house or not, or had the house built, that I don't know, but it was a two-family house.
Mm-hmm. How did he get in there when they were all Wilcoxes and all over there? Are they connected?
He
married in.
Married in, yes.
Yeah.
His wife was a Her name was Strickland, and she and Mrs. Elisha Clark, her sisters.
Clark.
Mm-hmm. And they lived in the house right next to Mrs. Jones up on the hill there, the white family house, Wilcox Curve.
Two family house.
Well,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Joe Radigan owns the house now.
Has apartment up and apartment down or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Brian always called somebody that lived in there the deadbeat because they never paid. They never paid for their paper.
Oh,
and it was somebody that lived downstairs, I think, and he always called them the deadbeat.
Yeah.
He never knew the name.
No.
But they always had trouble collecting from that house.
Hmm.
You know,
Mr. Clark owned that house and built it, I guess. He owned the Chowder House when it was. He was the originator of the Chowder House.
Captain Clark's.
That's right.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Captain Clark's.
That's right.
When it had a porch, the wooden porch along the, didn't it, or something that.
On the house?
Or it looked like, where Sailor Ed's at, the restaurant, when it was,
yeah.
Wasn't it a wooden frame type building?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I remember that, yes.
And you know, Route 1, that was Route 1, this
right.
is Route 1 now has been
right,
put in there, yeah.
Right. Well, I remember it going around the old way when we came up here when I was little.
I was going to say, it's been back in
32, 31, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mhm. I remember it. And I can remember coming around and coming across from Miner's house and the red pillows that were on the, there were two red pillows on the front step there. And there was a big tree.
Sofa pillows.
And I thought that was a beautiful place.
It was.
You came right up to it, you know,
yeah.
before you went across
yeah.
that funny little bridge.
It was pretty. I remember her. I remember the mother. I was
Pauline's mother.
She was my father's school teacher.
Hmm. So you were born and raised back up in here,
that's
in the
right.
sand pit, or whatever you call it,
right.
back up there.
The old ball place.
The old what?
Ball place.
Ball?
The Thomas Ball House. It was Robert Dennison House. But Mr. Thomas Ball owned it. And Jesse Stinson, who was the president of the Groton Savings Bank, his mother was born there. And they used to live over here, too. So I've known them all of my life.
Well, Ball owned it, but you say it's the Dennison House. Who had owned it first? Who built it?
The Dennison.
The Dennison.
It's Robert Dennison House.
I wondered what Dennison, because today I was working there with the Historical Society, and they have a map. And Henry Barnes has just done a key to all the old houses that are in the Wheeler book and has located them on the map. And I was working, writing up that key today, and there were so many different Dennisons on it. And the map wasn't there, I just had the key, because Roger Williams had left the map at home. But I was wondering what Dennison House that was, because
Dennison.
The Robert Dennison House.
I'm quite sure that's
it. Mm-hmm. There were Dennisons all over the place, weren't they?
Oh, yes. Dennison country.
Yes. So Dennisons had built it, and then the Balls owned it after Dennisons?
Oh, no. There must have been other people in between.
In between.
Yes. But I don't know who they were. My mother and father went to live there in 1898.
And you were born there?
I was born there in 1900.
Mm-hmm. Did they own it, or they
No, they
rented it.
Noyce Palmer owned it. So long ago, I've forgotten now. I don't know, I think Noyce Palmer owned it. And Charles P. Williams, who owned Stone Ridge up there, on Montauk,
mm-hmm.
rented it from him, for his help. And my mother and father worked
mm-hmm.
for Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how they
mm-hmm.
had it.
Mm-hmm.
They rented it.
I see. What Williams? Charles? What Williams?
Charles P. Williams.
P. Williams.
Yeah.
Millionaire.
How did he become a millionaire?
Whaling? Not him, but his people.
His people. Around here?
Yes, in Stone
Ridge. Yes. Yeah.
It's a beautiful big house up there.
Oh, yeah.
Barns.
Up where the foundation is,
that's
up
right.
there?
Right
yes.
now.
Yes. What caused the fire? What,
well, they had
a country club
up in there.
Yeah.
Using that house
yeah.
as the clubhouse?
After he...
Yes, after it had
mm-hmm.
left the family, you know. Gorgeous spot. And is that
the Robert Dennison House?
Robert Dennison
yes.
House?
Is a picture of it? And that's my mother's chicken that's out there.
Is it?
Yes. And that's the old cabbage patch. You can see where they have cabbage.
I've only been back there once.
Darius Dennison House.
Yes, where? That's the Kelly House. That's a, what you call it? Olmsted.
Olmsted. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. I know. Great. Isn't this pretty? Much prettier then than now.
Yes, I even have some pictures somewhere. I don't know just where it
is. Deborah Dennison was called the Quambog Beauty.
That's right.
Hmm.
I don't know, Anne, whether I'm so poor I can't afford a dish.
I thought it's still falling out. It was falling out when I was here before.
Yeah. He's been after me for I don't know how long, and I don't know how much a pair of these cost. But I'm just too stingy to go over and buy them.
Oh, what is this?
That's the old cabin. That's the cabin house.
Yes. That's,
that's where
Nancy Knowles' house. Yeah. Yes. And Rasta. I'm going to buy one of these books. They have them up at the Historical Society.
How much do they get for them?
I don't know. I haven't asked. But I thought I would get one. Oh, she's got all kinds of things in here. Look at this.
Oh, yes, I probably have.
Groton and Stonington Street Railway Company. Was that the trolley?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I remember my mother talking about the high-speed trolley.
That's what I've done with her.
Yes. Yes, yeah, she. I remember the first time
glass
I ever heard
plates.
Huh?
I wonder what I've done with the old glass plates that I have of the ball place and.
I don't know whether it's downstairs or
no,
up here.
No, not downstairs. I've never used this
along
with my
Robert Glass. I saw Robert Glass was having an auction, wasn't it, in the paper last weekend?
Yeah.
Someplace.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought of you. Look at this, car on bridge near Wickety Quack. Where in the world is that bridge? And the trolley went out someplace. Look at that.
Yeah.
Near Wickety Quack. Where would that have been? Trolley on the bridge, car on bridge near Wickety Quack. Where was that?
Well, it's Wickety Quack. I can't tell you just where it is. It's over beyond Green Haven. You go down that road.
Oh, yes, there is a bridge that goes over there. Yes, there is. And the trolley went over that. Waiting for a ride on the Groton and Stonington. How pretty. How beautiful.
Yeah, that was nice.
Hmm. Oh, this is fancy. Look at that. I think it's fun to look at the old ads and things. Norwich and Westerly Railway Company. Did one go to Norwich too,
sure,
from Westerly?
Sure.
What, out along Route 2, way out of Westerly, or?
Yeah, and one up through there. Sure.
That must have been a beautiful ride.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've got some glass plates somewhere.
Wickety Quack Casino, where was that?
Well, that's burned down too.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Well, that was over, well, I can't tell you, but she could tell you, it's over towards,
Oh, it was up on the water, it was over there on the water someplace.
Yeah.
Hmm. Miner's Corners, Quambog, here's the corner of our road.
Sure.
Oh, how pretty. The line, the road line has changed, look how Cove Road comes out on a slope,
sure.
The other way, slopes off the other way.
Yeah. Well, they raised that up.
Yeah, they ruined it.
Because they had to raise it up so as the boats could get under.
Well, they put the new bridge.
Yeah, the bridge went up.
Yes,
like that.
The other bridge was lower. I remember the other bridge before the hurricane.
And if you wanted to go out past the bridge, you have to wait till low tide because this bridge was so low.
Yes, you couldn't get under. But how pretty, and all those big trees are gone. Well, that's an elm there. Hmm. This is a fascinating little booklet. Squadritos, I remember that name. Up-to-date tonsorial parlor. Squadritos Barbershop.
Yeah, sure.
Electrical massage.
looking for, Mary?
Well, I'm looking. I have some glass plates of the old ball plates, and I don't know where I put them. I've got them. You know, I've done that two or three things, and I can't find them.
Did you see this picture, Miner's Corner in Lombok?
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
That's the way it looked the first time I come up here.
You shouldn't have let anybody change it, Cliff.
Well, I wasn't living here then. I was only a kid. 12, 13, something like that.
Well, Washington and Lafayette were entertained on the New London and ELRR, what's the ELRR, something, railroad. That picture, where were Washington and Lafayette entertained?
So long since I looked at some of these, I don't even know. No, that isn't Miners.
No, that isn't. That's someplace else. Miners is in the back.
Well, this is Pequannock, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Washington and Lafayette?
On the New London. And, E-L.
Something railroad.
Railroad. Electric. No, isn't it?
Well, that's some historic spot. I didn't know Washington and Lafayette were ever met up in this part of the world.
Well, they must have.
The last picture in there is Miner's Corner. And it's the very last one.
Yes,
isn't
that's
that
nice.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Where was the Wickety Clock Casino?
The Wickety Clock Casino was over in Wickety Clock, where you turn, you know where that little tavern or liquor store is in Wickety Clock?
That little red thing that's
yes.
on the right side?
You come on by and there's a nice big house
mm-hmm.
there and a nice yard
mm-hmm.
and just past there. There's a road that goes down
to the boat place. Yeah.
Is it a boat place now?
That little road that goes sort of cuts off there. Oh, you mean the little road right past the house?
Yes.
Like a lane?
Yes.
Yes.
That goes down.
Yeah.
Wickety Clock Casino was down at the end of that road.
Oh.
And it was out on the, stood out on the water.
Yes, that little picture in there looks like, you
yes.
know.
And it burned down. And Charlie Cowan, who used to have the, used to be superintendent for the Atwood Machine, built that
mm-hmm.
Wickety Quack Casino, and he had dances there, and used to have dancing classes for young people
mm-hmm.
to teach,
mm-hmm.
and they had entertainment, picnic grove and so forth.
Pretty spot out there.
And
yeah.
It burned down.
Mm.
Kitchen
fire, quite places like that.
Quite a few years
yeah.
it was there.
What years would that have been?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 1908, 10, 11, along
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was there until maybe 20, I don't remember.
So that book is the contemporary, because that's...
This is old.
Yeah, that's an old book.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to have those pictures.
Yes, I think it is too. Did you ride on the trolley, Mary?
Oh, did I ride?
Did you ride on it?
Oh, yes, yes.
She went back and forth.
Used to go from here to Mystic for a nickel.
Oh, my. Walk down and get on down there.
And then, of course, when I was going to Stonington High School, I used to have to go on the trolley. I went from the 7th grade on. I went to the 6th grade up here at Quimbach.
Up in this little place, yeah. Then where was the high school? In the borough?
In the
borough school.
The borough school is,
yes.
Yeah.
That was the only...
Too much fighting about.
Yes.